His brothers and sisters.
感谢主，弟兄带领我们唱这首诗歌。
We thank the Lord for this hymn.
我想，如果我们未必能够把整首诗歌都记起来。
Perhaps we don't, we couldn't memorize the whole hymn.
但是应该有一句，你们应该都记起来。
But at least there's one sentence that we
can remember. 因为我们刚刚唱了十八遍。
Because we sang that one sentence 18 times earlier.
哪一句呢
？Which one was it？
无他，只有耶稣宝血。
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
盼望我们今天能够把这句话存记在我们心里。
May this one verse be deeply ingrained in our hearts.
请我们先一同打开圣经来读一段。一章的经文，一段经文。
So let us open our Bible, that we can begin by reading a portion of the scripture.
请我们打开到新约的约翰一书第一章。
The book of First John, chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
First John, chapter 1.
我们要读第一章，从第一节一直读到第二章的第二节。
We'll read the whole chapter of chapter 1 and then the first two verses of chapter 2.
好，我先用中文读，再请我们弟兄用英文读。
I'll read it through in Chinese first and then English.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
First John 1:1. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son Jesus Christ. These things we write, so that our joy may be made complete. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for us, but also for those of the whole world.
好，那我们一起低头再有点祷告。
And let us bow our head in further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨的同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence with us this morning.
主，是你的爱一直保守我们。
It was your love that kept us.
让我们早晨还能够在你面前来与你有相交。
So this morning, we still have an opportunity to come and fellowship with you.
主，我们也深信早晨你还有 话要对我们说。
And we do believe you still have words that you want to talk, speak to us. 求你赐
给我们有能听的耳朵。
So give us an ear that can hear.
有受教的心。
Give us a heart that can be taught.
主，好叫你的话能够在我们身上成就你所喜悦的旨意。
So that your words can accomplish your good and perfect will in us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 过去这两个月周四的年长聚会，我们刚读完了这卷约翰一书。
So for the past 2 months, on Thursday morning, at the elderly's meeting, we have been going through the book of 1 John.
按着写作的时间，使徒约翰所写的约翰一二三书，应该是整本圣经里面最后写成的。
Chronologically speaking, the three letters, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, would be the last three books that was written in the Bible.
他写作的时间大约是在主后90年到100年的之间。
It's probably around 90 to 100 AD.
当时小亚细亚的几个教会，他们的见证和属灵的光景已经没落了。
At the time of the writing, the few churches in Asia Minor, these churches, their testimony and their spiritual condition has already deteriorated.
这是我们从启示录的第二、第三章里面可以看出来的。
And you can see that from the second and third chapter of Revelation.
其中以弗所教会，他们已经离弃了他们起初的爱心。
Among them, it was said that the church in Ephesus have left their first love.
虽然从外面来看，以弗所教会仍然有为着主的辛劳、行为劳碌和忍耐。
Even though from the outwardly speaking, they still have the works, they have labor, and they have endurance.
然而，教会的真实的光景已经不能够再叫主感到满意。
Yet the real condition of the church can no longer satisfy the Lord.
因此，主告诉教会要悔改，要回到那起初的爱里。
Therefore, the Lord himself told the church to repent and to return to the first love.
而约翰一书的重点正是为着恢复神的爱在神的家中的这样一个负担。
And the emphasis and the burden from the book of 1 John is that the church of God can be restored unto that first love.
当我们读约翰一书的时候，我们会感觉好像在读一封的家书，因为里面充满了爱。
So as we read this book or this letter, we feel like it's a letter from a family member because it's filled with love.
整卷约翰一书里面，爱这个字出现了50多次。
In this short little book, the word love appeared more than 50 times.
而这个生命或是永生这个字呢，总共出现了20多次。
And this word life or eternal life appeared more than 20 times.
而知道这个字呢，也出现20多次。
Same as the word knowing.
而相交就是在这第一章里面短短的十节里面提到了四次。
And in these 10 verses in chapter 1 alone, this word fellowship was mentioned 4 times.
因此我们相信当时圣灵感动使徒约翰写这封书信的时候。
So we believe as the Holy Spirit inspired John to write this letter.
他的用意是要叫神的儿女们知道。
The Spirit's purpose was so that the children may know.
就是借着生命的交通，神要在他的家中恢复那起初的爱。
That God desires to restore that first love in his family through the fellowship in life.
对神也是对着神的儿女们。
Their love towards God and also love towards one another.
圣灵盼望借着这封书信能够叫神的儿女们能够更爱神，也更多的彼此相爱。
And the Holy Spirit wants all of us, through reading this book, to love God more and also to love one another more.
我相信这也是我们今天所需要的。
And I believe this is something that we all need today.
基督徒的生活必须注重这个生命里的交通。
And living a Christian life, we have to emphasize on this matter of fellowship in the life.
在约翰一书第一章里面讲到相交这个字。和腓立比书第二章里面讲到那个圣灵的交通，那个交通那个字呢，在原文是同一个字。
And this word fellowship is the same here in chapter 1 as well as in chapter 2 of Philippians, that fellowship in the Spirit.
所以无论我们平常熟悉的交通，或是我们提到在这章里面提到的相交，它乃是都是指着同一件事情。
Chinese have different translation for this one word, but in English it's the same, fellowship.
哥林多前书第一章第九节也告诉我们。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 also tells us
他说我们蒙召是要与神儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分
That we are called into fellowship with his son Jesus Christ
弟兄已经翻译出来这个中文一同得分呢它也就是交通的意思
In Chinese again this word fellowship was translated into having a portion in his son
换句话说我们蒙神的恩召 就是为了要进入神儿子的交通里
But again, it's the same word that we are called into fellowship with his son
在使徒行传第二章里面给我们看见初期教会那样一个荣耀的一个光景
And we saw a glorious condition of the church of, as in its beginning in Acts chapter 2
在那里我们看见当时基督徒的生活也是一个交通的生活
We see the life of the Christian in the very beginning was the life of fellowship
因为圣经告诉我们他们信主的人都恒心遵守使徒的教训彼此交接拨饼祈祷
Because it was told us that they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to breaking of bread and to prayer
对,彼此交接也就是彼此交通的意思
Here again, he said they devoted themselves to fellowship
因此弟兄姐妹我们看见我们基督徒的生活 不能够没有交通
So we see being a Christian Living a Christian life We cannot live without fellowship
而基督徒交通乃是根据生命
And the basis of this fellowship is life
所以在约翰一书里面约翰一书的第一章第一到第四节就告诉我们关于这个生命的交通
So in this in the first chapter of 1 John Verse 1 to 4 It talks about this fellowshipping in the life
然后从第一章的第五节到第二章的第二节呢，那里告诉我们，神就是光，光乃是神生命的一个性质。
And from verse 5 to chapter 2, verse 2, it talks about God is light, and light is the nature of God.
他告诉我们要与神有生命的交通，我们要与弟兄姐妹有生命的交通，就必须要行在光明中。
And if we want to fellowship with God, if we want to fellowship with one another, we must walk in the light.
换句话说,我们是在光的里面来与神,与弟兄姐妹有交通。
In another word, we can only fellowship with God and with the brothers and sisters if we are all in the light.
所以早晨我愿意从这两个段落里面和弟兄姐妹一同来认识这个生命的交通和其中的一点就讲到我们乃是在光的里面与神和弟兄姐妹有交通。
And so from these two portions, I want to fellowship this morning with brothers and sisters about fellowshipping in the life and especially in the light.
在第一到第四节里面告诉我们关于这生命的交通的两个重点。
So from verse 1 to 4, there are two emphases.
他说到相交的根据和相交的对象。
One of them is the basis of fellowship. Secondly, the object of fellowship.
我们知道基督徒的相交乃是根据生命。
And first, we know it is based on life that we can fellowship.
不是我们天然的生命,
not a natural life,
乃是基督的生命,
but the life of Christ.
相交意思简单地说就是共同的分享。
The meaning of this word fellowship is simple. It is to share together.
所以我们看见我们在一起聚在一起的时候, 我们乃是要一同的来分享基督。
So as we gather together, we are here to share Christ and to share his life.
就是使徒约翰在这里所说的,就是分享那个起初原有的生命之道。
And here John puts it, is to share what that which was from the beginning, the word of life.
也就是分享那已经显现出来那个永远的生命。
Which is the life that was manifested.
对姐妹,凡不是生命的, 就不是分享基督,就不是我们这里所说的交通。
If we do not share Christ, then we cannot call it fellowship.
有些时候我们会看到弟兄姐妹,我们会说,那我们来交通一下。
Sometimes we see brothers and sisters, we say, oh, let's have some fellowship.
但是我们所谈论的内容是什么呢?
But what are the contents of our conversations?
我们可能是分享自己的一些问题。Perhaps
we're sharing about our problems.
或像刚刚弟兄提到的,或分享自己家里面夫妻的问题。Or
we share about issues between husband and wife.
或是我们分享一些关于现代社会政治的一些问题。We
could be talking about politics.
或是呢,我们分享一些我们对真理不同的解释和看法。
We can even talk about different interpretations or different explanations of the truth.
弟兄姐妹,这些的谈论, 并不是不可以。
And all these conversations, I'm not saying they're bad.
但是我们这些谈论，若不能到让我们能够来分享基督，分享他的生命，这个就不是交通。
But if all these conversations cannot cause us to share Christ and the life of Christ, then we cannot call it fellowship.
因为我们基督徒的交通乃是分享基督，分享生命。
Because the fellowship among Christians is the sharing of life.
因此我们看见我们何等需要与父和子有交通。
So we see how important it is that we can have fellowship with the Father and with the Son.
我们若不是先从我们的父与子那里领受了这个生命的交通，我们实在是没有什么东西可以和弟兄姐妹来一同分享。
Because if we have no fellowship with the Father and the Son and to receive life from them,then we have nothing to share with brothers and sisters.
我们基督徒乃是因着我们与父与子有交通，我们才能够有这样一个生命的交通来分享给弟兄姐妹。
As a Christian, it is because we can have a fellowship in the life of the Father and the Son, then we can share the life with brothers and sisters.
当我们和父与子的交通越丰富的时候，我们和弟兄姐妹所分享的也就更加的丰富。
As our fellowship become deeper and more enriched in the Father and the Son, then our fellowship with one another will be deeper as well.
弟兄姐妹，我们的神为了让我们能够进入父与子的交通，他所付上的是何等的代价。
Our God has paid such a great price so that we can come into a fellowship with him.
每个主日早晨，我觉得特别今天主日早晨，主是何等提醒我们。
Every Sunday morning, especially this morning, the Lord reminds us.
若不是我们的主，他甘愿顺服父神的旨意，甘心来到世上，来寻找拯救我们这些世上的罪人。
If our Lord Jesus was not willing to submit to the will of the Father to come to this earth to seek and to seek after that who are lost,
我们是不可能能够与神有交通。
Then we would have no way to fellowship with God.
然而今天父借着子来到地上，成就了十字架的救赎。
But today, through the Son, the Father has accomplished his full salvation on the cross.
为的就是要恢复我们与他之间的那个交通。
It's so that we can be reconciled, our fellowship with God can be restored.
在约翰福音三章十六节，我们非常熟悉的经节告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And that most familiar verse, John 3:16 says, God loves the world that he gave his only beloved son, that all who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
所以每主日早晨我们一同纪念主的时候，我们深深的被提醒主的宝血是如何洗净了我们一切的罪。
So every Sunday morning as we worship and remember him, we are reminded how his shed blood has cleansed all our sins.
神救我们的救恩不仅如此，他还将一个生命赐给了我们。
But his salvation for us did not stop there. He even more so gave us his life.
叫我们能够借着这样一个神圣的生命，我们能够和父与子有交通。
So through this holy life,we can come into a fellowship with the Father and the Son.
我们能够有份于神在基督里面为我们所预备的那一切的丰盛。
We can have a portion in the fullness of God that's prepared in Jesus Christ.
姐妹，这是神所赐给我们何等大的恩典。
And this is such a tremendous grace that God has given us.
我们是借着生命，我们能够和父与子有交通。
It is through his life we can come into fellowship with the Father and with the Son.
我们也是同样是借着这一个生命，我们能够与弟兄姐妹有生命里的交通。
And equally from this same life we can have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
就是因着这样的生命交通，叫我们能够更多的认识我们的主，能够来得着我们的主，来分享我们的主。
Through such fellowship in the life, then we can come to know our Lord more and to receive him more.
这是使徒约翰在约翰一书第一章里面一到四节所告诉我们的。
And so this is what John is telling us from verse 1 through 4.
他告诉我们说，我们乃是根据这样的一个生命，我们能够与父与子还有和弟兄姐妹有生命的交通。
On the basis of this word of life, this eternal life, we can have fellowship with the Father and with the Son.
那同时在这段经文里面，约翰也告诉我们，那这个交通的对象。
And the same time, in these four verses, he tells us about the object of fellowship.
他说到两方面，一方面是说到我们和父与子的交通。
And one is that we have already mentioned a fellowship between the with the Father and the Son.
另一方面，我们乃是和同有基督生命的弟兄姐妹们有这个生命的交通。
And on the other hand, we're fellowshipping with all brothers and sisters who share the same life of Christ.
姐妹，我们要知道神是何等喜悦和人有交通。
And we need to know how the Lord delights.And he is pleased to fellowship with men.
神和人之间的这个交通呢，是神所起始的。
And this is a fellowship that God has initiated.
因为神他何等乐意将他的独生爱子启示给人。
Because he says the Father is pleased to reveal his Son to men.
神喜悦和我们分享他的儿子。
He even delights to share his Son with us.
关于父的独生子。我们的父神他有好多的话要对我们说。
Regarding his only beloved son, the Father has so much to tell us.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道神是何等喜悦我们和他有交通。
And we need to know how the Father is pleased to fellowship with us.
我们属灵光景好的时候，神喜悦我们和他交通。
When our spiritual condition is good, he is pleased to fellowship with us.
这是我们属灵光景不好的时候，神他仍然喜悦来和我们有交通。
But even when our spiritual condition is not so good, he still is pleased to fellowship with us.
我们记得起初在伊甸园的时候，神在那里来和人有交通。
Remember, in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, God had fellowship with men that he created.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
我们看见就是在亚当夏娃他们犯罪之后，神仍然来寻找他们。
And that when Adam and Eve, after they had sinned,The Lord had, especially came to seek after them.
当始祖犯罪之后，我们看见他们就躲避神的面。
Even though after they had sinned, they hid themselves from God's
presence.
他们不敢
来和神有交通。
They dare not to return to the fellowship with God.
让我们看见神仍然来寻找人。
Yet God still came to seek after men.
神问亚当夏娃说：“你在哪里？”
And he came and asked, "Where are you?"
我们看见是神主动的来寻找人。来有这个交通。
So we see it was God who initiated this fellowship, and He delights to seek after us so that we can come into fellowship with Him.
很感谢主，早晨借着弟兄提醒我们，主耶稣，我们的主耶稣在世的时候，他必须经过撒玛利亚。
We are grateful that our brother reminded us this morning, when the Lord Jesus was on the earth, He must pass through Samaria.
姐妹，为什么在那一天，主耶稣他必须要？来到撒玛利亚。
Why did he feel obligated to go through Samaria?
他来寻找那犯罪堕落失丧的人。
Because he must come to seek and save those who are lost.
他来寻找那位在罪中的撒玛利亚妇人。
And he must come to seek after this woman who is falling into sin.
他来寻找那住在撒玛利亚当中许多的罪人。
He must come to seek after many sinners who are living in the town of Samaria.
我们看见主主动的来寻找人，来恢复与人的交通。
It was the Lord who first actively sought after men and to restore this fellowship with men.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们能够得着这样一个能够与神交通的生命，这是何等何等的宝贵。
And how precious it is that today we can receive a life that allows us to fellowship with God.
这是因为神喜悦与人有交通。
That is, it is because God delights or He is pleased to fellowship with men.
为此我们感谢赞美我们的主。
So we must thank and praise the Lord.
神他不仅喜悦我们与他有交通，
no.
神也喜悦我们同属他的儿女们之间有生命的交通。
Not only He is pleased to fellowship with us, but He is also pleased when He sees brothers and sisters fellowship with one another.
所以关于基督徒的交通，它的范围或它的对象呢，对我们而言，我们必须要能够接纳所有凡有基督生命的弟兄姐妹。
So this is the boundary we have regarding fellowship, that we must accept every brother and sister who has the same life of Christ.
我们不能让任何不属基督的人事物阻碍了我们同有基督生命的人之间的这个交通。
And we cannot allow anything or any person outside of Christ to become a hindrance to this fellowship.
只要这一个人他是有基督生命，他就是我们交通的对象。
If a person has the life of Christ, then he is the person that we can fellowship with.
相反的，如果这个人他还没有基督的生命，
Oppositely, if a person does not have the life of Christ,
你发现我们就没有办法能够和这个人来共同的分享基督，分享这个生命。
Then we cannot share Christ, and we cannot share this life with the person.
所以使徒约翰在这里告诉我们，他说论到这生命之道，这是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And so Apostle John says, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands.
第三节他就说我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
And so verse 3 says, what we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you may have fellowship with us.
我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And indeed, this is the fellowship with the Father and with the Son.
所以我们看见在这里约翰所给我们显明的一个交通的原则，就是我们乃是与同有基督生命的弟兄姐妹们，我们一同来交通这个生命之道。
So here Apostle Paul gives us the principle of fellowship. It is to fellowship with all those who hold that eternal life, the word of life.
这里同时也告诉我们，我们只能分享那我们所听见、所看见、所摸着过的。
And it's also said here that we can only share that which we have seen, which we have heard, we have touched with our hands.
就是我们里面的人所听见、所看见、所摸着过的，这才能够成为我们与弟兄姐妹分享的那个生命。
That is only that which we have seen and heard by the inner man that can be shared.
早晨我们弟兄姐妹在波饼祷告的时候，我们心里面都有这样一个感动和回应，我们实在是里面的眼睛看见了我们的主，听见了我们的主，摸着我们的主。
This morning as we share the table before the Lord, many of us have that same feeling that we have with our inner eyes truly have seen him, touched him, heard him.
所以早晨我们在擘饼的时候，我们就彼此能够有这样一个生命的交通。
And therefore in the morning before the table, we could have this fellowship.
上个主日在当伯服侍完之后，有机会在那里和弟兄姐妹有一个哀宴的时间。
And last Sunday, I was serving in Dumbo. After the ministry, we had a chance to have love feast together.
对，那我们常常就说，在我们聚会，无论是在新南区或当伯，我们哀宴呢，就是什么的时间？就是我们交通的时间。
And so that's why we always say that love feasts, whether Friday night or Sunday morning, it's a time that we can fellowship with one another.
像弟兄姐妹，我们都能够珍惜，能够抓住这样一个宝贵的机会，借着爱宴呢，与弟兄姐妹有交通。
And I truly hope that we can really treasure this opportunity during the love feasts to fellowship with one another.
那我们在爱宴的时候，我们交通什么呢？
But what do we fellowship?
是不是交通我今天做了什么菜？
Do we just share about whether you have tasted what I have cooked today?
当然，我们爱宴呢是为着爱宴的美食，我们感谢主。
And we do thank the Lord for all the yummy food that everyone has prepared.
但是我们爱宴交通的时间更宝贵的是，我们能够一同的来分享基督，分享生命。
But even more preciously is so that we can share Christ and share the life of Christ during the feast.
所以上周主日，我在爱宴的时候呢，我就遇见了两位癌症病人。
And so last week during that love feast time, I had the fellowship with two brother and sister who
to cancer patients. 对，一个还没信主，一位还没信主，一位信主。
One is a believer, one is not yet a believer.
最近感谢主，就是借着一些癌症病人来到我们医学中心来求医的时候，神把一些的癌症病人就带到当伯聚会当中，让他们有机会来听弟兄姐妹所传讲的福音。
And so we thank the Lord. Recently, there are a few cancer patients who came to the medical center for treatments, and the Lord had brought them to church, to Dumbo Church, to hear the gospel.
那我要提到这两位都是女士，一位是还没信主，一位是信主还没受洗。
And both these patients were ladies. One is a sister. The other one is not a believer. She still has not believed.
对，我就很明显感受到其间的不同。
And very clearly, I can sense the difference between the two.
当我先开始和这位还没有蒙恩信主的癌症病人谈话的时候
，First, I was having a conversation with the gospel friend.
知道啊，她来这边来求医的。
And I found out she came here for treatment.
那因着我也表达我的关心，所以她慢慢慢慢的，她愿意把她心中的愁苦来告诉我。
And as she sensed that I do indeed care for her, she was willing to open up and tell her all the troubles in her heart.
她分享了啊，她的病情，她的沮丧和她的绝望。
She shared about her illness and the desperation that she feels, all the frustrations.
那我只能跟她讲说，你需要来信靠主耶稣。
And all I can tell her was that, come, know about the Lord.
然后之后呢，我有另外一个机会和就是已经信主的另外一个癌症病人在一个桌子里面吃饭。
And then I had a chance to eat with another cancer patient who is already a believer.
那这个已经信主的这个癌症病人呢，他一上来呢，我就看见他就很不一样。
And but as soon as I met her, I noticed that she's very different.
人家可以说是容光焕发。
And as if she had her face was glowing.
那时候我还不知道他已经信主，但他一看过来就说感谢主。
And of course, I didn't know that she was a believer at that time. But as soon as she saw me, she said, "Thank the Lord."
他也是同样跟我描述了他得癌症这件事。
She also described her cancer and her illness.
但他说的时候呢，他满了感恩。
But when she was describing her situation, she was full of gratitude.
所以他才刚来到休斯顿还不到一个月。
Even though she just came to Houston about a month ago.
到教会的时间也非常的短。
And she only came to this church for a very short period of time.
他说很感谢主，在他做化疗之后啊，没有太多的副作用。
But she said, "We thank the Lord that after her chemo treatment, she did not have too much side effects."
当然这样的没有副作用啊，不管信主不信主，我们都是很高兴的。
Whether you're a believer or not, if you don't have side effect, of course you're very happy.
但是更摸着我的是，他接着说，他说，但是最重要的是，他里面有平安有喜乐。
But what touched me the most is that she followed up by saying, more importantly than not having side effect is that I have peace and joy in my heart.
因为他说主耶稣在他的心里。
Because she felt the Lord Jesus is in her.
就成为他在经过这个生病过程中的那个平安和那个喜乐。
And the Lord Jesus himself became her peace and her joy during this whole treatment process.
当我在那里吃饭，听到姐妹这样交通的时候。
And I was eating and hearing all her sharing.
虽然我们这位信主姐妹还没有受浸。
Even though this believer, she has not yet been baptized.
她已经可以和我分享基督，分享生命。
But she can already share the Christ that's in her.
这是何等的宝贵
！And how precious that was！
有些时候，我们觉得我们发现我们刚信主的时候啊，我们好像每一周和弟兄姐妹一同聚集的时候，还都有分享不完的基督，分享不完的生命。
And we remember when we were first believed, every time, every week we come to the fellowship, we seem to have so much Christ, so much life to share with brothers and sisters.
每一次当我们那样子和弟兄姐妹一同分享基督、分享生命的时候，你看见我们的喜乐是何等的充足。
And every time we shared about Christ.We used to remember how our joys were so complete.
这就是在这里使徒约翰所给我们看见的。
And this is what John is showing us in these.
当我们弟兄姐妹从主那里领受了生命的交通。
When we have received life and the fellowship of life from Christ.
我们也能够将这样的生命与弟兄姐妹来一同的分享。
And we can share this life with brothers and sisters.
我们看见就叫我们的喜乐，因着主而有的喜乐，就变成。充足
and this joy from the Lord is made complete.
我们看见基督徒能够活在这样一个满意的喜乐里
and that we can live in the satisfaction of this joy.
我们看见我们就能够在生活当中能够来胜过仇敌
and then we can see if by this joy we can overcome many enemies.
姐妹，所以在这里，约翰特别提到这关于喜乐这件事情，这实在是我们基督徒生活中的一个非常重要的一个指标。
And this joy is truly a very important gauge in our life.
无论你今天所处的环境是如何
，whatever circumstance you're in，
今天如果你真的是活在这样一个充足的喜乐里
，if you're truly living in the fullness of joy that is described here，
这就是一个见证。
Then it is a
而这个充足的喜乐乃是因着有这个生命的交通而带进来的。
And this fullness of joy is only brought in by the fellowship in the life of Christ.
换句话说，当我们因着在生活中任何的人事物影响了我们的在主里面的这个喜乐的时候
，On the contrary, if anything or a person or circumstances in life can influence this joy,
我们就应该要警觉到说， 是不是在这个生命的交通里面出了问题。
Then we need to be warned to really examine ourselves whether we still have a full fellowship with God.
所以接着使徒约翰就进一步来告诉我们，我们如何的能够保守在这样一个生命的交通里。
So therefore, Apostle John furthermore, reminds us how we can be kept in the same fellowship.
我们要维持在这样一个生命的交通里面。约翰在这里说到第一件事情，就是讲到我们要行在光中。
So John says, the first we need to do is to walk in the light.
因为神就是光。
Because God is light.
这个光乃是神生命性质的一个特质。
And this light is a special nature of God.
所以我们要和 与神在生命中有交通的时候，我们就必须要行在这个光的里面。
So if we want to have any fellowship with the life of God, then we must walk in the light.
所以在接下来的这一段经文给我们看见，我们要行在光中来保守这样一个生命的交通。
And therefore we are reminded here through this chapter that we must walk in the light and to keep our fellowship with Him.
对，并且这段经文也告诉我们，当这个交通出现障碍的时候，我们当如何的来恢复。
And he also tells us if there is any hindrance to this fellowship, what we need to do to restore that fellowship.
约翰说，神就是光。
John says God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。
And in him there is no darkness.
这是光的一个特性。
And that's the nature of light.
光一来就把黑暗给除去。
As soon as light comes in, it expels all
darkness. 光一来就把虚谎给显明。
As long as light comes in, it will expose all falsehood.
所以我们看见这个光不是一个外面物质的光。
So we see this is not a physical material light.
它乃是一个属灵的性质。
But it is a spiritual condition. It is a spiritual nature.
我们就用我们自己蒙恩得救的经历做一个例子。
And we can use our own salvation as an example.
我们从前因着罪，我们不认识神。
Before, because of sin, we did not know God.
我们是一个生活在黑暗里的人。
We only lived in darkness.
就像圣经里面那个生来瞎眼的人一样。
Just like the person in the Bible that was born blind.
因为光就在那里。
The light is right there.
可这瞎子却看不见光。
But the person who is blind cannot see light.
同样的，这位又真又活的神无所不在。
In the same way, this true and living God is everywhere.
可是因着我们活在黑暗里。
But because we're living in darkness.
因着我们的心眼被世界的神弄瞎了，我们看不见认识 不认识这位神。
That the light, the eyes of our heart had been blinded by the God of this world, and so we cannot see God.
我们活在黑暗和虚谎的里头。
And we live daily in darkness and in falsehood.
然而是神爱我们的大爱。
But by the great love that God has loved us.
是神极大的怜悯。
And by the great mercy that he has shown us.
他叫基督荣耀福音的光照在我们心里。
That glorious light of the gospel of Christ shines in our heart.
叫我们心里的眼睛得以被打开。
The eyes of our heart can be opened.
我们不仅能够认识神
Then not only we can see God
我们得着神的生命
We can also receive the life of God
我们成为光明之子
We have become the sons of light
我们得着这样一个光的生命在我们里头
And we receive the life of light in us
这样一个生命也就是约翰福音第一章所说的生命在他里头这生命就是人的光
And this is the same life that's described in the Gospel of John The life is in him and that life is the light of men
就因为当我们信主之后我们得着这样一个光的生命
So as we become a believer we receive the life that is light
我们若是一直活在这个生命里头我们就行在这个光明中
And if we can maintain living in this life then we can walk in the light
我们就能够与神一直在光中彼此有交通
And then we can have fellowship with God in his light
叫我们不仅能够分辨什么是亚述王的声音
So not only we can make discernment of the voice of the king of Assyria
我们能够拒绝
We can refuse him
我们更是能够听见神的声音而顺从
But even more so, we can recognize the voice of God and obey it.
因着这个生命，我们也能够像挪亚一家一样，一直住在方舟里。
And because of this light, we can be like the family of Noah that dwelled in the ark.
在那里与神一直有一个真实、新鲜、活泼的交通。
To maintain that fresh and living fellowship with God.
然后我们发现，虽然我们因着信主，我们得着了一个能够与神交通的生命。
But we discover not only we have received a life that can fellowship with God.
可是我们发现，在我们的生活当中，我们的经历。 好像却不是那样子，常常与神能够有交通。
But we discover that from true experience, we do not always, we cannot always be able to fellowship with God.
对。我们就发现我们刚蒙恩得救哈，我们无论读经也好，祷告也好，参加聚会也好，我们觉得哎呀，跟神的交通是那样的畅通无阻。
When we first believed, we remember how whether we're reading the Bible or prayer or fellowshipping with the saints, we seem to have no hindrance in talking to God.
可是慢慢的我们觉得好像我们失去了那样与神交通的那个充足的喜乐。
But gradually we sense that we have lost somewhat that joy, that fullness of joy in the fellowshipping with God.
还有的情形是发生在我们每周的时间当中。
And this happens almost weekly.
我们到了周末啊，礼拜五、礼拜天，我们来跟弟兄姊妹一同在主面前聚集。
On Fridays and Sundays, as we gather with brothers and sisters,
我们就享受了这个生命的交通。
We really enjoy this fellowship in life.
哎呀，我们里面的人也变得刚强起来。
And our as if our inner man was strengthened.
可当我们周一回去开始上班之后
，But as we return to work on Monday,
或再提早点，当我们主日下午回到家里之后
，Or even Sunday afternoon as we return home,
哎呀，我们就发现那个喜乐好像漏得很快。
We noticed somehow that joy has been leaking out very quickly.
哎呀，那我们就很盼望下周五。下周周末再能够再来聚会，再来充电一下。
So we really look forward to Friday and the next Friday and next Sunday to get recharged.
就姐妹，到底为什么我们会失去与神之间那样一个生命的交通
？But what is the reason that we would lose this fellowship with God?
到底问题是出在哪里
？What is the problem?
是什么阻碍了我们与神之间那样一个生命的交通
？What can hinder us to have continual fellowship with God?
约翰在这里告诉我们，就是当我们里面有黑暗，当我们里面有罪的时候，我们看见我们与神的交通和与弟兄姊妹的交通就出现了阻碍。
John here reminds us, if there is any darkness in us, if there is any sin, it will become a hindrance, in this fellowship.
所以我们必须要严视这个我们罪的问题。
So we must treat this matter of sin very seriously.
因为在我们生活当中无论是任何的罪，大罪、小罪，只要是罪，它就会阻碍我们与神之间那个生命的交通。
Because in our life, any sin, big sins, small sins, if there's any hint of sin, it will hinder this fellowship in the life of Christ.
这里啊，约翰提到一个问题，我想问大家。
And so here, John asked the question, and I also want to ask everyone here.
弟兄姐妹，你我会不会犯罪
？Will you and me, will all of us sin?
我想我们每个人，如果你信主时间稍微够久，你应该都会承认，我们信了主，我们仍然有时候还会犯罪。
And I think we will all admit, if even after we have believed the Lord, we will still fall into sin.
如果有在我们中间有人说自己从来没有犯过罪，这里主的话告诉我们哈，那就是说谎的。
If there's anyone here that dares to say that I have never sinned, then the word of God tells us that he lies.
那就是自欺的。
And you lie to yourself.
真理就不在我们里面。
And you do not practice the
truth. 既然我们都承认我们信主之后，我们偶尔还会被过犯所胜。
And we do admit that even after we become a believer, we will still be overcome by sin from time to time.
还会犯罪。
We will still commit sin.
我想问弟兄姊妹，再问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
But I will ask you another question.
那你上一次向主认罪是什么时候呢？
When was the last time you confessed your sin to the Lord?
你能够想起来吗
？Can you still remember？
还是因为已经太久了
？Or was it because it had been so long？
你已经不记得你上一次向主认罪是什么时候
？You don't even remember when was the last time you confessed your sin to the Lord？
弟兄姐妹，如果我们有很长一段时间没有向主认过罪
，Or if it has been a while since the last time you confessed your sins？
它基本上有两种可能
，There could be two possibilities。
一种就是过去你。很长的时间你从来没有犯过罪
that during this long duration of time that you did not sin at all
但我觉得那个机会是相当小
but the chances are very slim
更可能的是我们犯了罪之后我们没有向主承认
it is more likely that after we had sinned that we did not actively confess
兄姐妹若是我们犯了罪没有向主承认你知道结果是什么吗
do you know the consequence if we do not confess our sins
这个罪就成了我们与神之间那个生命交通的阻碍。
That the sin will become a hindrance to our fellowship with God.
就姐妹，这是非常严肃的一件事情。
It is a very serious matter.
因为当我们想到亚当夏娃当他们犯罪的时候，犯罪之后
，If we remember Adam and Eve after they had sinned,
我们看见他们的反应就是不敢和神有交通。
Their reaction was that they dare not to return to the fellowship with God.
他们就藏在树林中躲避神的面。
They hid themselves from the presence of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们的罪也是如此。
And this is the same too with our sins.
弟兄姐妹，我们绝不愿意也不可以让我们的罪阻碍了我们和神之间还有与弟兄姐妹之间那个生命的交通。
We should not and we cannot allow sin to become a hindrance between our fellowship with God and with brothers and sisters.
今年夏天在莱斯的校园团契发生这样一件事情。
And there was a thing that happened in our Rice gospel meeting during the summer.
就是有一位同学，他到我们中间的时候呢，他在国内就已经是信主有几年的时间。
There was a brother who had already been a believer from China, for a few years.
他刚来，我们也都很高兴。
And when he first came, we were very glad to receive him.
他也很愿意跟我们在一起。
And he was also very willing to fellowship with us.
虽然他自己也说他。在过去信主几年呢，他实在是在属灵上没有什么长进。
Even though he admits himself that in the past few years after he became a believer, he did not have much growth.
也没有好好的聚会。
He did not have constant fellowship with brothers and sisters.
然后呢，可是他在我们中间就开始和我们一同周五有聚集，一同听福音，读主的话语。
But now that he's here, he's willing to come every Friday to fellowship with us and to read the Word of God.
可到了今年夏天前哈，他突然间不是突然间，其实他是有一段事情哈。然后后来他告诉我们说，他再也不要来聚会了。
But something happened prior to the summer. Eventually, it led to him telling us that he doesn't want to come to meet with us anymore.
他说他不仅不跟我们聚会，他说他也不愿意跟主有任何的关系。
And he said not only he doesn't want to come and meet with us, he doesn't want to have anything to do with God anymore.
甚至他说了一些话，让我们都为他感到非常的担忧。
And to a point that he said some words that made us really worried about him.
弟兄姐妹从各方各面也盼望能够把他挽回过来，但是都没有办法能够成功。
And different brothers and sisters really want to restore him and bring him back, but to no success.
我们看见这位信主的同学，他不仅和弟兄姐妹的交通中断了。
And so this believing brother, not only he had terminated his fellowship with the saints,
他甚至于也表明他和主之间的关系也完全中断。
He even wanted to terminate his relationship with God.
那我们弟兄姐妹就只能为他祷告。
So all we could do was to pray for him.
我们实在是求主来怜悯这样的一个小子。
And we really ask the Lord to have mercy on the little children.
当然后来经过一段几个月的时间，
But after a few months,
主非常奇妙的又把这位同学带回到我们中间。
Very wondrously, the Lord brought this brother back.
那这同学呢，他还没有要他想要回来参加团契聚会的时候呢，他里面有些挣扎。
And he later on admits that before he returned, as he had a desire to return, he really struggled.
他想到自己曾经把那个话说得那么绝。
He remembered how absolute his words were before.
然后呢，他觉得现在实在是没有脸啊，再回到弟兄姐妹们中间。
He felt he didn't have, he's embarrassed to return to the saints.
但是非常感谢主，是因为主自己来寻找他。
But we thank the Lord, it was God himself that came and sought after him.
是主自己借着他的宝血恢复了这个同学与主之间的交通。
It is the Lord himself, by his precious blood, restored his fellowship with God.
所以当他与主之间那生命的交通被恢复了以后，
So when his fellowship in the life of Christ is restored,
在他里面他就有一个渴慕，盼望能够回到弟兄姐妹们中间有生命的交通。
Then naturally there was a desire within him that he wants to return to the fellowship of the saints.
可是因为他觉得一方面觉得丢脸，
But on one hand he felt very embarrassed.
所以他在那里很挣扎。
So he was really struggling.
但我们的主就非常怜悯。
But the Lord had a lot of mercy on him.
就借着一位弟兄呢，就恰巧就问他是不是该回来聚会了。
And a brother by a good timing and a good chance had a chance to ask him, is it time for you to return to fellowship?
哎呀，这个同学在跟我们分享的时候啊，你看见他满脸的喜笑。
And as he shared all this story, he was full of joy.
他见证说主实在是太怜悯他了。
He testified that the Lord really had mercy on him.
就当他觉得丢脸，觉得难为情，再回到弟兄姐妹中间的时候呢，主就为他开了一条路。
He said just when he was feeling very embarrassed, he didn't know, he wants to return, but he doesn't feel like he should return, the Lord opened a way for him.
这就是约翰一书一章九节告诉我们的。
So here, First John chapter 1 verse 9 tells us,
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实，是公义的。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous.
必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And he will forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们看见主，我们的父借着他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督已经为我们预备了一条又新又活的路。
The Father has prepared through His Son this new and living way.
叫我们能够借着他，能够回到父的面前，能够有这样一个生命的交通。
That through His Son, we can return to the Father and to fellowship in life.
弟兄姐妹，无他，只有耶稣的宝血。
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
感谢赞美我们的主。
So we thank and praise the Lord.
他的宝血是永远有功效。
And His blood is always so
effective. 而我们的责任也非常的简单。
And our responsibilities is so simple.
我们若认自己的罪，
If we confess our sins,
弟兄姐妹，神他必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的不义。
And here He says, He must forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
弟兄姐妹，我们若认我们的罪，神不能不赦免我们。
If we confess our sins, the Lord has to forgive us.
弟兄姐妹，主为我们成就这么大的事。
And He has accomplished so great salvation for us.
我们为什么不愿意诚实来到他面前，承认我们的罪呢？
Why would we not be willing to come before Him honestly and to confess our sins?
姐妹，我知道这是我们基督徒生活当中是最基本的一件事情，但却也是最重要的一件事情。
And this is, yes, it is a most basic matter of practice in the Christian life, but it's also the most important.
因为我们不让任何的一点罪阻碍了我们和神之间那生命的交通，还有我们与弟兄姐妹之间生命的交通。
We should not allow anything, even so small a sin, to become a hindrance to our fellowship with God and with the saints.
我们看见神他喜悦与人交通哈，他的心意是何等的急切。
And we see God is so pleased to fellowship with men, and He's so eager in His heart.
就当始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后，
And as soon as Adam sinned,
我们看见神一再的把他恢复人与他之间交通的那个路一直启示给人。
The Lord continues to reveal to men the way to restore this fellowship.
常见弟兄两周前跟我们交通到挪亚的方舟。
Brother 常见 shared with us about the ark 2 weeks ago.
我们看见到后来的祭坛。
We see towards after the ark, there was the altar.
神吩咐摩西为他所建造的会幕。
And God has showed Moses about the tabernacle.
到后面借着所罗门王所建造的圣殿。
Through King David and Solomon, they built the temple.
都预表神所要为我们成就那个恢复与他交通的那个道路。
These were all a symbol of the way that God has prepared for us to return to a fellowship with Him.
我们知道，就是在2000多年前，神的儿子来到地上。
And eventually, 2000 years ago, the Son of God came to the earth.
那就是这一切预表所要显明的那个真体。
It's the fulfillment and the manifestation of the reality behind all these symbols.
就神要借着我们主耶稣基督在十字架上，来为我们开这样一条又新又活的路。
That the Father wants to, through His Son, inaugurate this new and living way in Him.
叫我们能够借着我们主耶稣基督，能够来到父神，是坦然无惧来的。
That through Jesus Christ, we can come before the Father without any fear.
不再是一个审判的宝座，而是一个施恩的宝座。
We no longer come before a judgment throne, but we come before a mercy seat.
叫我们得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
That we can receive mercy and grace and help in time of need.
那姐妹，今天这条路已经神借着他的儿子耶稣基督为我们已经开了。
And this way has already been inaugurated in Jesus Christ.
就是叫我们这些信的人能够随时随地，我们能够靠着耶稣的宝血 能够再一次回到与神那个生命的交通里。
So all of us who believe at any time, in any place, through the blood of Christ, we can be reconciled to the Father.
我记得在我刚信主蒙恩的时候，
I remember when I was a new believer.
带领我们的那个弟兄啊，他就常常提醒我们这件事情。
An elder brother who led us reminds us often.
就是我们基督徒的生活里面每天晚上要做一件事情。
He said, as a Christian, every night you should do this one thing.
什么事呢？
What was it?
就赶快向主啊，承认还没有认的罪。
He says, every night you should come before the Lord and confess the sins that you have not confessed.
当然我要是没记错的话呢，当时那个理由呢，其实也是应该是蛮吓人，还是蛮提醒我的。
If I remember correctly, he used a reason that is kind of very scary.
因为如果你睡觉之前啊，你还有罪还没认呢、啊。
Because, yeah, go ahead.
你要是睡下去了，还是没醒来，那这个罪就比较难办了。
Because he said, if you don't confess your sins before you go to sleep, and if you don't wake up, then what happens to the sin that you did not confess?
你们当然这个。在真理上呢，我们先不去探讨。
Of course, we don't need to really dig into the truth behind that statement.
其实，在一天当中，我们也不一定要等到晚上才一起来认我们的罪。
But truly, throughout the day, we don't even have to wait till the end of the day to confess.
姐妹，任何时候，当圣灵提醒我们，就我们想起我们身上有还没有认的罪。我们就应当立刻靠着耶稣的宝血来向主承认。
At any moment, if the Holy Spirit reminds us that there is something, there's a sin that we have not yet confessed, we, by the precious blood, we can come before the Lord and confess it and be reconciled.
也就是说，我们回到光的里头。
That we can return to the light.
我们向主承认我们的罪。
We can confess our sins.
主的话说，他儿子耶稣的血洗净我们一切的罪。
And the word of God tells us the blood of his son cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
姐妹，这是非常简单的。
It is very simple.
这是因为神何等爱我们。
Because God loves us so.
神何等不愿意让我们的罪阻碍了我们与他的那个交通。
How he does not desire for any sin to hinder his fellowship with us.
所以神把这永远有功效他儿子的宝血赐给了我们。
And therefore he gave us the blood of Christ that is ever and always efficacious.
这是我们每天从早到晚我们可以来支取可以来经历的。
So from morning to evening, we can take this and we can experience it.
当然我还愿意再说到了每一天晚上的时候。
And furthermore, I do want to say at the end of the day,
我们盼望靠着主的恩典我们能够回到主的面前在光的里面我们来省察。
By God's grace, we can return to his presence and to return to the light.
若圣灵叫我们想起我们还有未认的罪
And we can examine ourselves if the Holy Spirit reminds us if there's anything that we have not confessed.
弟兄姐妹非常简单
It is so simple.
向主承认
Just confess before the Lord.
因为主的宝血何等有功效
Because the blood of Christ is effective.
弟兄姐妹当我们这样子在光明中来与神相交
And so if we can fellowship with God in his light.
当我们这样子来经历主耶稣宝血的功效
If we can experience the effectiveness of his blood in such a way
我们就能够一直被保守在这个生命的交通里
Then we can maintain the fellowship in his life
弟兄姐妹我们的属灵生命自然会不断的成长
And naturally there will be spiritual growth
我们与神的关系也会越过越加亲密
And naturally our relationship with God will be more and more intimate
我们爱神的心也会越来越加增
And our love for God will increase day after day
因着这样子与神在生命里相交
And if we can fellowship with God in his life
弟兄姐妹当我们有机会和弟兄姐妹聚在一起的时候
And every chance we have with the brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹，我们也同样的会有说不完的话。
We will also have so much to share.
不是社会上的事，不是政治上的事。
Not to talk about politics or to talk about the world.
我们有好多关于主的话，我们想要和弟兄姐妹来分享。
But we will have so much about the Lord that we want to share with brothers.
弟兄姐妹，当我们这样一同聚集的时候
，And when we gather like this,
你想我们周五晚上查经的聚会会是何等的丰富
？You could imagine how full our Bible study would be.
你不需要解释，你不需要在那里一直解释这个你对圣经的看法怎么样。
We don't have to always explain our interpretation of the Bible.
你乃是借着你生命的交通，把神的话 分享出来。
But just simply through the fellowship in the life of Christ, we can share Christ with each other.
当我们这样一同来分享我们的主，分享主的生命的时候，弟兄姐妹就叫我们的喜乐是何等的充足。
And when we can share Christ and to share His life, then our joy will be so complete.
并且当我们能够在这样一个生命交通里面的时候，我们发现我们也就行在光的里头。
And also when we can maintain in this fellowship of life, then we can also walk in the light.
记得吗？因为这个生命的一个特质就是光。
Remember, light is the nature and the peculiar character of this life.
所以约翰说，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，我们就彼此相交。
Therefore, John says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another.
换句话说，我们可能每一个人啊，我们的光呢，就只有一点点。
In another word, perhaps we only have a little light.
就好像一根蜡烛一样，那个光啊，很微弱。
Maybe just like a small candle, the candle light is not very bright.
但是我们想到，当我们有二十位弟兄姐妹。在一个小组里面，我们有三十位弟兄姐妹在一个小组里面一同交通的时候。
But when we have 20 or 30 brothers and sisters in the group, sharing,
你能想象那二十支蜡烛的光，三十支蜡烛的光在一起的时候，是何等的明亮
？And how bright would that 20 and 30 candles be when they're shining together？
你知道当我们这样在光里面相交，你知道发生什么事吗
？Do you know what happens when we can fellowship in the light？
我们就看得更清楚。
Then we can see more clearly.
不是看清楚别人的问题
Not to see clearly about other people's problems and issues
不是看清楚我配偶这一周是如何苦待我
Not to see clearly about how poorly treated I was by my spouse
兄姐妹当我们在这样的光中相交的时候我们就看见我们自己的问题
But when we can fellowship in the light we can see clearly of our own problems
这个虽然这个过程是有点痛苦
Yes, indeed, this process might be painful.
弟兄姐妹，因着这样在光中彼此相交，就把我们带进那更丰富、更深入的生命的交通里头。
But through the fellowship in such a light, he can bring us into even deeper fellowship in his life.
就我们能够在这个光里面认自己的罪。
That we can confess more of our sins in the light.
神是信实的，是公义的，他必赦免了我们的罪，洗净我们。一切的不义
And God is faithful and righteous. He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
在诗篇三十六篇那里，诗人向神有这样一句话。
In Psalm 36,
第九节，诗人说：“在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中，我们必得见光。”
Psalm 36, verse 9, the psalmist says, "For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light."
弟兄姐妹。盼望借着我们彼此有更多的交通，我们能够都被带进到神的光里。
So through having a more fellowship with one another, may we be brought into more light.
因为在神那里有那生命的源头。
Because with Him is the fountain of life.
当这个生命越过越丰富，那个光也越过越明亮。
And as this life become more and more full in us, the light will also shine brighter and brighter.
叫我们对于属灵的事情也就能够越看越清楚。
And that we can see spiritual matters more and more clearly.
姐妹，如果你我之间我们这样的彼此的交通能够更多带进这个生命的光，那这个交通呢就对了。
And brothers and sisters, if we can fellowship in such a way to bring in more light, then this is the right kind of fellowship.
叫我们能够靠着我们能够在光中与神相交，我们来除去我们身上任何阻碍我们与神。交通与弟兄姐妹交通的任何的阻碍。
And through this light being brighter and brighter, we can deal away with even more hindrance between our fellowship.
我刚刚说过，虽然这个过程虽然会带着痛苦
，even though sometimes this process will bring in some pain.
但是当我们越多的有这样生命的交通
，but as we have more fellowship,
我们看见我们能够从神那里得着更丰盛的生命
，then we will receive more life.
我们与神的关系越过越亲密
，and our relationship will become more intimate.
叫我们生命因着生命的成熟，我们能够胜过仇敌一切的计谋。
By the maturing of our life, then we can overcome many schemes of the enemies.
我最末了，我还是盼望回到今天一开始的时候，弟兄所告诉我们关于撒玛利亚妇人的那件事。
At the end, I want to return to what our brother has shared about. About the woman of the Samaritan woman.
我们看见当那撒玛利亚妇人，她虽然本来是生活在罪恶的里头。
And we see how the Samaritan woman was living originally in her sin.
但我们看见是生命的主来寻找她。
But it was the Lord of Life that sought after her.
因为主盼望恢复与她之间的那个交通。
Because the Lord desires to reconcile with her and to return to fellowship with her.
今天无论我们是在什么样的光景里头。
So it doesn't matter what condition we're in today.
很可能我们今天在躲避神的面。
Perhaps we are those who are hiding ourselves from God's presence.
就像当日的亚当夏娃犯罪之后一样。
Just like Adam and Eve on that day that they had sinned.
盼望早晨我们能够听见神呼唤的声音。
But may we hear the voice of the Lord's calling this morning.
神呼唤我们说你在哪里。
The Lord is calling to see where are you.
弟兄姐妹，神爱我们的心是何等的深切。
How the Lord has loved us so deeply.
我相信他没有办法忍受我们与他的交通有任何的阻碍。
I do believe that he could not even tolerate a little hindrance between our fellowship with him.
就愿早晨我们都能够听见神呼唤我们的声音。
So may we all hear his calling this morning.
我们愿意在光的里面我们诚实的来就近我们的主。
That we can draw near to our God in His light.
借着信靠耶稣的宝血。
By simply believing in the blood of Christ.
无他，只有耶稣宝血。
Nothing but the blood of Christ.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our sins.
神是信实的。
He is faithful.
是公义的。
He is righteous.
他必赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive our sins.
他也必洗净我们一切的。
He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
愿我们回应主对我们的呼唤。
May we also respond to His calling to us.
让我们都回到这生命的交通。
So that we can all be restored to this fellowship of His life.
我们一起低头有点祷告。
Let us bow our head in further word of prayers.
主，我们感谢你爱我们的大爱。
Lord, we thank you for this great love that you have loved us with.
今天。
Even until today,
到此时此刻,
even till this moment,
主你的爱仍然在呼唤我,
you are still calling us by your love.
主你的爱仍然来寻找我,
you are still seeking after us.
主你问我们说你在哪里,
you ask where are you.
主你愿意与我们交通,
you want to fellowship with us.
主愿我们的心也回应你说, 主我们也愿意。
So may our heart also respond by saying, Lord, we're willing. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.